and that runs from, well, it's Trumella, Fusarium, Penicillin, Blue Mold. That isn't a damn thing but penicillin that they derive penicillin from, see. A complex will have anywhere from half a dozen to about three dozen all jumbled up together. But one will be dominant and one will be the problem or the productive model, either way you handle it. Now we have 20 million more kinds that haven't even been grouped and classified. Our bug world is bad enough. I've been in the business 54 years and I'm still finding bugs every day that I've never seen before.
Did you always call this the mushroom, or was there any other name?
Well, the mushroom or toadstool, we call them toadstools popping up in the pastures, low places, or around blobs of organic matter, either cow manure or a rotted piece of wood. All they need, they don't need that high humus content for the spore development. I've seen clusters of Trumella that would grow up overnight to weigh 30 pounds, and the third day would be up past the 50 pound size. Then 2 hours later, just fall apart and decompose completely. And you could follow the thing down, and the whole mess would start from a pinpoint of cellulose material as small as a point on a pin. You find those in the lawns quite often where they're fertilizing and they run a high nitrogen content and a fairly constant level of moisture. They usually come from little tiny bits of dead roots from the trees that were planted around the residence, and some of those little roots die from competition. And here comes this fungi development can permit.
Something people smoke made out of tobacco would be.
What people smoke made out of tobacco? You mean cigarettes, fags, coffin nails?
Then the brown things, long brown things.
Cigar.
And someone
cigarillos.
If someone asked you if you were able to do something, you'd say, "Sure, I do it. Sure, I."
I can, or I'm able to, or will.
And if you weren't able to, you say, "I'd like to, but I
can't, or that's beyond my capacity or capability."
And if someone asks you, "Will you do it?" You might say, "No, I."
I won't, or can't, or it's beyond my schedule, something of that nature. That could,
and
a number of answers could hit that.
Say if someone asks you around sundown to do some work, you might say, "Well, I got up to work before sunup, and I what all I'm going to today."
Sure wish I could say that at times. I usually get in from 8:30 to 9:30 at night, sometimes after 10.
Do you ever use the expression, "I done and worked"?
I done and worked. No, not necessarily. I don't know. I may not be following you exactly.
Did you ever say, "I've done and worked all I'm going to," or "I've done worked all I'm going to"?
No, I'd say I've already.
Okay.
And well, that's, you don't, you avoid that when dealing with the public. Your customer is always right, even if they're wrong. You avoid a confrontation. You dodge it. You may not do any more work that day.